If you don't have an email list, then you don't have a direct line to your customers. Reaching your clients, audience, supporters, and fans with the right message at the right time in the right place becomes easy when you've got a strategic email list in place. My email list is the number one way I drive profits in my business. And major bonus here, it's a lot easier and way more fun than you might think. That's why I'm teaching a free live workshop all about growing your email list called From Zero Subscribers or Zero Strategy to an Engaged Email List That Lasts. I'll show you how to kick off your email list building strategy with no fear, because I know it can be scary to start something new in your business. Save your virtual seat at growanemaillist.com. Inside of my free live workshop, you'll learn why email marketing is 10 times more effective than posting on social media, my secret to sending out weekly emails without adding a ton of work to my plate, my best tips for getting people to hit subscribe, and what to actually say to them to convert them from subscribers to paying clients and customers. Save your seat now at growanemaillist.com. That's growanemaillist.com to get started with an email list strategy that drives real results. I'll see you at the masterclass.
What I loved about this is I think we need more personal touch points in our launches. We need to make sure that people feel seen and heard and taken care of.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
Let me add to the chorus of joyous celebration around you right now. Happy New Year! We're standing at the start of a brand new year, and I think we can all find some common hope as we turn the calendar after the last 2 years of uncertainty and change. I'm starting this year as a mother of two, and my goodness, that has brought some new and interesting challenges and new normals to the Kutcher household. It's also made me reflect back on the last year as we prepared for our new arrival and the results of decisions I made both in life and in business. Some of those decisions were big needle movers in my entrepreneurial world, and if you know me, I love to analyze the strategies and the methods that moved things forward in my business so that I can adapt and expand on those things moving forward. One of those needle movers was joining the HubSpot podcast network. The Gold Digger podcast was independent from day one, which is honestly kind of unheard of for a show with an audience of this size. I mean, last year alone, we saw nearly 15 million downloads. That number will always feel humbling to me, no matter how long I've been in the podcasting game. Why switch things up when Gold Digger has been such a successful show without a network to back us? Well, it comes down to an important part of the entrepreneurial experience: community. Having the support of community around this show is a game changer. Now we have a network of over a dozen incredible business podcasters who bring with them their own genius and expertise that I get to learn from behind the scenes while sharing mine with them too. Since it's a new year with new goals and new visions and new plans to move the needle in your business, I thought it was the perfect time to introduce you to some of the other podcasters I'm surrounded by on the HubSpot network. I asked them to answer one of the following questions. What was the biggest needle mover in your business in 2021 and why? Or what new strategy or system or tool are you implementing in 2022 and why? Some of the best and brightest voices in business podcasts are about to share their needle-moving secrets and new strategies with you. So take notes and get ready to feel all sorts of inspired for the new year we have ahead of us. Are you ready? Let's dive in with the hosts of the HubSpot Podcast Network. New year, new goals, new podcast recommendations. Because if I know anything about you, it's that you love to work with earbuds in, listening to business advice and entrepreneurial secrets from the best of the best. So let me introduce you to my pal, John Lee Dumas, host of the hugely popular Entrepreneurs on Fire podcast. Each weekday, John features an interview with entrepreneurs changing the game and digs into topics that are interesting as they are actionable. How to start your own business during a global pandemic, how business schools set founders up for failure, and the secrets to scaling a business are just a few of those conversations that he's having over on EO Fire. Listen to Entrepreneurs on Fire wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? What's up? It is John Lee Dumas, the founder and host of Entrepreneurs on Fire and good friend of Jenna Kutcher. I want to just jump in here and talk about 2022 for a second because it's a big year for a lot of people for a lot of reasons, myself included. We have been focusing on podcasting as our main platform since 2012, and it's allowed us to produce over 3,000 episodes, get over 100 million listens of the podcast. But there have been a lot of times when we went into the new year saying we're going to focus on this different thing or that different platform or this big idea that might be new or unique or different. And nothing's wrong with being new, unique, different, focusing on other things. But you have to remember, you need to focus. Follow one course until success if you are going to get real traction, real momentum in your business. So there's been a lot of times over the past 10 years, we've taken our eye off the ball in certain things with Entrepreneurs on Fire, and we've suffered as a result. And by suffered, I mean we just really haven't grown to the level that we otherwise potentially could have if we had just continued to double, triple, quadruple down on what is really working. So in 2022, I am going all in on what is really working in our business. Podcasts are on fire right now. I don't see that changing anytime soon. So I am going to continue to produce amazing quality content for my podcast. I'm going to continue to interview the world's most successful, inspiring, and just incredible business owners on my podcast. But instead of trying to market my podcast in a ton of different far-flung ways, I'm going to double down on what I know works. And that is OPP. Other people's platforms. And platforms for me, Entrepreneurs on Fire, with my focus, are podcasts in general. So one thing that I'm going to be doing every single month in 2022 is I'm going to be committed to be a guest on 20 other podcasts every single month. Because one thing that I've definitely learned over 10 years, yes, I am a slow learner, is that podcast listeners listen to podcasts. I know that it is true. It is obvious. It is simple, but sometimes we ignore the simple or we forget the obvious. And I'm not going to do that in 2022. So I am going to be doubling down and appearing as a guest on a minimum of 20 other podcasts every single month. Big, small, medium, it doesn't matter. I'm going to get on that platform because I know that every single person, whether it's 10 earballs or 10,000 earballs that are listening to that podcast, they're podcast listeners. They have the podcast app on their phone. They have it as part of their day. They've carved out time to listen to podcasts. I'm not trying to convert people to podcasting. I am converting the converted. These are already podcast listeners. These are my people. And I just want to become one of the top 7 podcasts that they listen to because the average person listens to 7 podcasts. You know, one of the reasons why I'm spending time doing this clip for Jenna right now is because I'm hoping that for everybody listening, I become one of your 7 podcasts. Obviously, Gold Digger is going to be a podcast you continue to listen to because it's awesome. But maybe when you have extra time in the day, you're going to go over to Entrepreneurs on Fire. And if my podcast is good enough, the quality is high enough, which I strive for every single day, maybe I get into your rotation. Maybe I become one of your 7. And the same thing when I'm a guest on other people's podcasts, if I can drop enough value for them, for the host and for the listeners, then maybe they'll be like, hey, let's check out eofire.com. Let's go to Entrepreneurs on Fire. Let's maybe give the podcast a listen and a try. And if I can convert 5, 15, 25% of those listeners to occasionally put my podcast in their rotation, that's going to exponentially grow my podcast. And so I'm going to focus on OPP, other people's platforms, or in my case, other people's podcasts. I'm going to be a guest on those. And I'm going to end by just sharing how I do this because 20 sounds like a lot and it is. Maybe you should shoot for 3 or 5 or 7 to start. But man, I am all about batching like a baller. I have one day every single month where I just schedule 20 episodes back to back to back to back. So I know that one day per month, it's my Super Bowl and I am just going all in. And I don't let people schedule an hour interview of me. I do 20 minutes, 15 minutes, like I cap it at a certain time frame so that every single person knows, hey, let's jump on, let's get to the meat and potatoes, let's crush it, and then let's sign off because I know people have a lot of things to do in that day. So let's get in there, let's be concise, let's add value, and then let's move on. And that allows me to do 20 podcast episodes in one day every single month, getting in front of the right people, my people, podcast listeners. So I hope this helps. This is JLD, the founder and host of Entrepreneurs on Fire, signing off. Go get them.
Hey, this is John Jantz, author of Duct Tape Marketing and the Ultimate Marketing Engine, and host of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. Here's a new strategy that I am going to be implementing in the year 2022. It's sort of two-pronged. I'm going to be creating and hosting and joining an existing mastermind. So two actions there that are very, very related. So on the first front, hosting my own mastermind. I'm going to do this with clients that I'm already working with who ultimately need more. One of the things I reveal in the Ultimate Marketing Engine book is something that I call the customer success track. And this is all about taking your existing customers from where they are, the work that you do with them, the stage that they're in, to where they want to go. And ultimately, you discover with some small segment of those folks exactly what they need next and next and next. And so ultimately, we discovered that what they needed next was a higher level of engagement, something that they could actually have a group of like-minded business owners to hold them accountable and mentor and really form a community around. So we are actually going to do that. I know it's not rocket science. I know it's, I didn't create this idea, but it's new for us and we're very excited about what it's going to bring to our clients as well as our ability to get even closer as a community. Now, the second prong is we are actually going to join an existing mastermind, but not just any mastermind. This is a mastermind that we have found with like-minded business owners that really can act as an advisory and an accountability and a mentoring team for us. Again, not rocket science. A lot of people have joined masterminds, but I think that for us, this doing them at the same time really adds a lot of ways that these things work together. And I think one will build on the other. We'll learn from the one that we're in for how to actually run the one that we have created ourselves. And I think that one of the things that a lot of business owners, a lot of people who write books and are considered thought leaders, quite often do a lot of coaching and a lot of working with folks and mentoring folks. But who coaches us? Who mentors us? And so that's really what I'm trying to fix. I'm trying to create almost a founding board for my business to really help me take it to the next level. A lot of times entrepreneurs, hey, we're out there making it up. I mean, I've only owned one business my entire life. And so everything I'm doing is watching other people, trying things, experimenting, but having a sounding board that is going to provide not only advice and mentoring, but certainly a level of accountability, I think is not only going to help us raise our business up, but I think it's also going to be seen as a personal and business development tool for us. So the real key to this for us is that we're doing them at the same time. We've not done either, certainly at this level. And so launching them at the same time, I believe, actually gives us a lever that wouldn't exist if we just did one of these. So hopefully that was helpful. Have a great 2022.
Hey there, I'm Amy Porterfield, the host of the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast, and I wanted to share a strategy with you that we used this year in 2021, and it worked so well that we will absolutely be using it in 2022. So here's what we did. During the live launch of my program, Digital Course Academy, we created what we called the concierge team. And the concierge team was made up of different team members, people from customer support, people that worked on my content and in my communities. And we brought together a small team and they all agreed to make themselves available on Zoom to people that were on the fence about buying my program, and so that they could talk to somebody before they actually made the buying decision. So what we did is we put together an online calendar where people could choose a certain date and a time to jump on a call with one of my team members and just talk to them so that they felt good about joining the program or not. A lot of people just want to make sure that they are a good fit, that they are ready to jump into the program. And once they get to talk to somebody for 15, 20 minutes, then they feel really good about the decision to join or not to join. And so this concierge team wasn't a sales team. They weren't traditionally trained as sales professionals. They were just there to talk to people that were potentially thinking about joining. And because my team knows my program so well, they can speak about the program and they can help somebody make the decision. And what I loved about this is I think we need more personal touch points in our launches. We need to make sure that people feel seen and heard and taken care of. And this was just a really great way to do that. We actually threw this together at the last minute, so it wasn't super polished. We didn't have everything figured out. But we did know that we wanted to talk to people that felt like they needed a little extra TLC before they made the decision. And it worked really well. Over 40% of the people that actually got on a Zoom call joined Digital Course Academy, which is incredible. But at the same time, my team didn't work on commission. I absolutely rewarded them and thanked them for all their hard work, but they didn't work on commission, which meant that there was no hard selling. We just wanted to make sure that people felt taken care of. And that really made a difference for me, knowing that my team was there when somebody really wanted to jump on a call. And also what was fun is that during these Zoom calls, some of my team members were at my house during the launch. And when I was free, I would jump on the Zoom calls with them. So I got to talk to people even before they joined my program, which is always fun for me. So I think that even if you have a small team, if you have one or two people that would be willing to chat with people on Zoom, it's a really easy thing to set up. And you could even do it for 1 or 2 days during cart open. I did it throughout the entire cart open. But just look at your bandwidth, see if you have a little extra time to do something like this. And I promise you, you will not regret it. So there you have it. This is something that moved the needle for us in 2021 and something we're absolutely taking with us in 2022. Happy New Year, and I wish you so much success in all you do. If you like strategies like this and you want to learn more about webinars and digital courses and email marketing and entrepreneurship, come over to the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast and take a listen. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
As we look to the new year, you might be thinking about ways to hit the ground running with your business or even ways to help connect with your customers on a deeper level. We've talked about CRM platforms in the past, and I wanted to talk a little bit more about why they're essential for businesses in 2022. A CRM platform takes any customer interaction, like a sale from your website or clicking on your weekly newsletter, and it transforms that data into valuable insights. Insights like, when do my customers shop? And do my emails really get open more on a Monday? A HubSpot CRM platform is ready to help connect the dots between your business and your customers like never before. HubSpot is consistently working to make its products more connected than ever. With improved custom report builders, you can curate your data your way, making it super easy to review real-time reports on sales, marketing, deals, and more, all with just a few clicks. And if you're looking for cleaner data with a centralized system, the all-new Operations Hub Enterprise gives your team leads the ability to curate data sets for all users, meaning even faster and more consistent reporting. Learn more about how a HubSpot CRM platform can help connect your business in 2022 at HubSpot.com.
Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer
is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Hey, it's Will Barron here, founder of Salesman.org and host of the Salesman podcast. And it's a real privilege to be on this episode of Gold Digger to kick off 2022. Now, something that we're really focused on in 2022 is creating content that our audience actually wants rather than the content that we think that they need. And this sounds pretty obvious, right? The thing is that most online content is created around SEO keywords or search engine optimized keywords that third-party tools think that people are searching for. Content creators are guessing at what the best keywords, blog titles, podcast content is, and we're all fighting over these same keywords as well. Well, in 2022, we've turned our content marketing strategy on its head. And it's actually pretty simple. We've implemented a search box on our homepage over at salesman.org. You can check it out. It's on the main page there. And we're encouraging the people who visit the website to search for the exact piece of content that they want. Now, we've got 700 plus podcast episodes across 4 different podcasts and hundreds of different blog posts. And so most of the time, the visitor gets what they search for pretty seamlessly. And we're getting over 200 searches a day at the moment. And what's cool is when a user's search doesn't give them the information that satisfies their need, we internally, over at salesman.org, get a notification and we can create content around the specific term that was searched for that we don't have content currently on. And now it's one thing to run a survey and ask people what they want to learn, but our data shows that it's quite another thing to anonymously observe our users' actual searches and then try and satisfy what they want. For example, when I first get on the phone with one of our corporate coaching clients, or when I email our email list, which is like 100,000 salespeople right now, and I ask any of these groups of people, hey, what do you want from us? What do you want us to teach you with the content over at salesman.org on the podcast and our paid training product? Well, the answer is always the process side of B2B sales, like how to qualify a potential customer, how to scale deal management, or outbound prospecting. But when I look into the data of the search queries that we're getting on the salesman.org homepage, people are searching for literally the opposite of this process-led sales content. Our website visitors are looking for help with the emotional side of selling. They're looking at help on how to deal with rejection, how to improve their self-esteem, how to become more passionate about the product that they sell, how to become more motivated. And without these insights coming directly from the visitors to salesman.org, we'd have never picked up on these needs of our new potential customers. So there we have it. Our focus in 2022 is on uncovering the real needs of our audience of amazing B2B salespeople and giving them the content, the training, the podcasts that they actually want. So with that, I wish you all the success in the world in 2022 in your entrepreneurial endeavors. And if you want to see all of what I've just described in action, just head over to salesman.org.
Hey there, my name's Scott D. Clary. I am the host of the Success Story podcast. I'm also a career-long sales and marketing executive. If you want to connect with me, you can connect with me on any social at Scott D. Clary, or you can go to my actual website, scottdclary.com. Very, very blessed and grateful to be part of this Goal Digger yearly roundup. So what moved the needle for me? For me, the needle mover has always been video. Video is something that transcends any sort of end result that you're trying to achieve and makes it more effective. So if you are marketing, if you are posting content on social, if you're running sales campaigns, if you are trying to sell a product or a service, if you are jumping on a podcast, if you are producing a podcast, anything that basically builds a brand, makes a connection, or needs to establish trust with another person in some way, shape, or form, video is the way to do it. We live in a world where there is an increasing amount of noise, and we are more spread out and isolated than ever before for a variety of reasons, one of them being COVID. We have to figure out a way to communicate virtually and communicate effectively internationally, globally. So how do we do that? We do it with video. If you are marketing, you should be creating videos, answering questions your customers have. Post that content on social media. Post that content on YouTube. If you are running sales campaigns, you should be creating video. You should be creating short little videos as part of your outbound campaigns. You should be sending those videos via LinkedIn. You can be using Bonjoro or Vidyard. That allows you to put a face to a name. It allows your customers to see who you are if you're a sales rep, and it immediately builds trust. Of course, you have to, of course, be speaking about your product or your service and your value prop, but still, do it with video on top of doing it with email. And lastly, if you're producing a podcast or any other thing that you're trying to achieve in business, or like I said before, in building a relationship with somebody, if you're producing a podcast, don't just record the audio, record the video. Use that as part of your content strategy. Post that video up on YouTube. YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world. When something kicks off on YouTube, it's very hard to grow a YouTube channel. When something really does kick off, you will start to see people recognize you. They will see who you are, not just hear you. They'll start to discover you on other platforms. A YouTube audience is the only audience that I've ever found that trickles into other social media. So if you do have that podcast, you're recording audio, video, throwing it up on YouTube, and that audience is going to follow you other places and grow that trust with your audience, your tribe, your customer base, your community. So what moves the needle? It is always going to be video. Anything that puts a face to a name, anything that allows you to put yourself in front of your customer, try and do that. Get comfortable with video. Get comfortable with holding up that camera and recording. That's how you move the needle.
This is Guy Kawasaki. I'm the host of the Remarkable People podcast. My strategy for 2022 is to jump headfirst into the deep end of podcasting. I recently moved, so now I can have a dedicated space for recording, and I'm going to trick this space out. Sony digital camera with a lens that produces creamy bokeh, multiple lights, Heil PR40 mic, Rodecaster, acoustic panels, diffusers, thick carpet, acoustic drapes. My goal is to have sound that is as good as NPR. Between you and me, my guest list is already as good as NPR. For example, Jane Goodall, Margaret Atwood, Phil Zimbardo, Martha Stewart, Arianna Huffington, Steve Wolfram, Bob Cialdini, Steve Wozniak, Julie Packard, Leon Panetta, Sir Ken Robinson, Gary Vaynerchuk, Steven Pinker, Andrew Zimmern, Roy Yamaguchi, Christy Yamaguchi, David Ocker, Melanie Perkins, Scott Galloway, Tim Ferriss, Sal Khan, Vivek Murthy, Sarah Frey, Tim Kendall, Anne Ramoyne, Mike Signard, Paul Thoreau, Martin Lindstrom, Jeff Hawkins, Catherine Marr, Ronnie Lott, Dave Weiner, Adam Curry, Lena Wen, and now the sound is going to match. Everybody has to have goals. My goal is GPR, Guy's Public Radio. That's it. Mahalo and aloha.
Hey guys, it's Doon here, host and hype girl of the Female Startup Club podcast. Happy New Year, by the way. I wanted to share my answer with you to Jenna's question, what was the biggest needle mover for me in 2021? For me, it was really about identifying and creating my standard operating procedures within the business, or SOPs, that I could then delegate out to my VA. By digging deep into every single thing that I was spending my time on and creating lists of what I should be doing and what I should not be doing, I was able to streamline and automate so much of what I do within my different projects, like my upcoming book, which I will shamelessly plug to you, called Your Hype Girl, which comes out on January 31st, and everything to do with my podcast, Female Startup Club. But the biggest needle mover out of all of those was getting my VA to go through every episode of the show, and we have close to 300 episodes now, and post the full-length transcripts to our blog. We started seeing an increase in episode downloads over the course of the next month, and I was blown away that I hadn't been doing this from the start. Everyone tells you it makes such a big difference for SEO, but I was getting caught up in the notion that it all needed to be perfectly crafted and rewritten. Well, folks, that's the secret. As they say, sometimes done is better than perfect. And in my case, being a small and mighty team meant that just posting it as is was so much better than being crippled by perfection. So if you're someone with a podcast, I encourage you to transcribe and post your transcripts without worrying too much about them and get those SEO juices flowing ASAP. The other thing I love to talk about that seems small but actually really keeps me on track is using the 1% method to move towards your goals. I'm a big believer that just by aiming to be 1% better every day, or literally just doing 1% every day, you can truly achieve goals through the compounded effect of that 1%. So rather than thinking about the end goal, focus on the immediate next step in front of you that takes you towards that end goal. Every single goal you set for yourself can be broken down into a kajillion small, tiny, simple steps. And when you keep those small, tiny, simple steps ahead of you and you do the 1% every day, one day you're going to wake up and realize that you reached your goal from those tiny actions. Don't let the overwhelm of that huge mountain tomorrow get in the way of one foot in front of the other today. It's my go-to strategy, and it's helped me achieve everything from becoming a top 10 podcast in the US for entrepreneurship through to my new book, Your Hype Girl.
Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. When it comes to content creation, you either do it because you love it or because you know it's a powerful business tool. Now, either way, it takes a ton of work. Whether you're building your website from scratch or struggling to manage payments, you need Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate one-stop shop that's been my go-to for almost a decade. Yes, nearly a decade. It's designed to help creators and entrepreneurs build thriving online businesses with steady recurring income. Whether it's blogging, coaching, or podcasting, Kajabi makes it simple to transform your passion into profitable online courses, exclusive membership sites, and so much more. Over the years, Kajabi has been my rock, from hosting my signature courses like the Pinterest Lab to handling transactions without taking a single penny of my money. That's right, you get to keep 100% of what you earn. With Kajabi, you get powerful analytics, simple payment options, effective email marketing tools, and beautiful website templates that you can customize. And here's a little secret. You don't need a massive following to earn a great income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi who are making 6 and 7 figures with less than 50,000 followers, and you can be one of them. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/goal. That's kajabi.com/goal. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion today at kajabi.com/goal.
And that's it. If you want to tune in to Female Startup Club, please do come check us out. I interview some of the world's most exciting and successful entrepreneurs who happen to be women behind the brands we know and love, like Sarah Paige Yu from Blueland, Sarah Lee and Christine Chang from Glow Recipe, Mimi Icon from The 5-Minute Journal, and so many other mind-blowing female founders 3 times a week. I would love to see you there.
See what I mean about the beauty of community? I tell you, being in this group of brilliant business brains is such a treat, and I'm so grateful they shared a piece of their genius with you here on the show. To tune into all the shows on the HubSpot network, go to hubspot.com/podcastnetwork, or I'll have them all linked up in today's show notes for you at jennakutcherblog.com/hubspot. Here's to a new year. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals, and happy, happy new year. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer care team is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.